Haley Show, and my guest today is Mark Begert. He is the CEO of Fabulingua. Mark, thanks for stopping by. And, you know, we had a great conversation last week about the growth of Fabulingua, the teacher dashboard, but now it's time to talk about the summer slide. Teachers are, you know, starting to do the countdown to the end of the school year. Unbelievably enough, we're almost into May, and some schools will be over at the end of the May. Now it's summer slide, and especially when you're talking about learning a new language and continue to keep that language up, Fabulingua is a great option. So let's talk about summer slide.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the key to learning a new language is consistency, right? And so if you can continue to be exposed to that language and continue to learn it over the summer when you're not necessarily getting it in class, then one, that absolutely supports your continued progress of that language. But also, yes, from a teacher's perspective, it's great that they don't feel like all the kids have taken a few steps back when they come back into class in the fall. So what we're finding is that teachers who are using Fabulingua are then communicating to parents and saying, hey, here's a tool we've been using in class. Kids are loving it. It's a lot of fun. It's a game. It's story-based. You can have your own accounts at home, you know, connect with what we have here, and y'all can continue to use Fabulingua over the summer. Kids seem to love it. It's a game. Let them go crazy. Let them have as much progress they want. Let them earn as many keys and rewards and things like that as they want. And by the time they get back to class in the fall, they will still be relatively sharp.
Exactly. And that's important because they can learn at their own pace. It's a great way for parents to keep them going in the summer slide. And what Leslie and I have talked about on other podcasts is the importance of learning a foreign language, how it aids in improving everything in education of your students' learning process. So by having them go on Fabulingua, that's going to help with their math, their science, their writing, everything. By learning a foreign language.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many different cognitive development benefits associated with Fabulingua. In fact, we're going to send out a sort of a blog soon, talk about how the connection between empathy and learning a second language as well. So there's social emotional components as well. But if you think about summers, what are we doing in the summer? Oftentimes we're traveling. Oftentimes there's long car rides. There's airplane rides. Or if you're staying home, there's just a lot of downtime. And kids during downtime, they want to play, and that's great. And so what better way of playing, but also sort of using it as an opportunity to sort of learn and continue to stay sharp over the summer.
So what would be a call to action to teachers that are using the teacher dashboard to encourage parents to continue to use Fabulingua, and how many students? Because in some classrooms, only a quarter might be using Fabulingua, right? Or a lot of them have not been. So having that conversation with parents before the end of the year about continuing Fabulingua in the summer.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really glad you brought this up. So one of the great benefits of Fabulingua's teacher dashboard is that students get their own profile. And we're going to be, you know, communicating with teachers in the next couple of weeks, specifically about the fact that families at home can use their own devices to download Fabulingua and connect to that student's profile and get all the benefits of Fabulingua's free learning, story by story, that the teachers are able to offer in class. Now, the free teacher version does only allow sort of one story at a time. So if parents are looking to sort of, you know, grow the exposure to additional stories and to also sort of provide unlimited gameplay for incentive and motivation for the kids, then what they do is they just purchase, say, you know, either a monthly or an annual subscription to Fabulingua. And the monthly subscription is $8.99 a month. And an annual subscription is $69.99, so significantly discounted over that. And it's just a really, if you think about it, you know, a really inexpensive way for kids to both be occupied and have fun and be learning Spanish at the same time.
I think that, you know, you start thinking about Fabulingua, and now that when we first met, we started talking about testing things. Now everything is ready to roll, ready to go to the next language. I bet you more and more roll out in the summer of activities that Fabulingua will be involved with to get in, to get more and more people to the app. Because I mean, now it's like literally, if we're talking just the consumer, parents, homeschooling moms, all the different people that need to know, now you have a summer activity to do with all the list of activities. We're thinking summer slide, but think of summer activities. How we're all saying, what productivity is my kid going to do this summer? Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, instead of enrolling them and potentially in a sort of a Spanish program at, you could use Fabulingua instead. You can have it on all of the different home devices, all of them sync. So if a kid starts playing on their tablet, they can then go play on mom's phone in the car. That's what you want or whatever. And they'll be able to maintain their same progress. So yeah, I agree. And so what we're doing right now is we're communicating with teachers, and sort of, you know, preparing them and with the appropriate communication to send home to parents so that parents know that this is an available tool for them. It helps the teachers again, because when they come back in the fall, they'll be like, oh gosh, it's so refreshing to see you guys are still sharp. And then of course it helps the parents and the families because it's productive screen time. And what parent out there doesn't see the obvious benefit of their kid learning a second language? So there's a whole lot of natural, you know, demand from parents that would love to see their kid learning Spanish or English or Italian or German or French. Those are languages coming in the future with Fabulingua. But the challenge in the past has been this friction between wanting your child to learn it and the difficulty and getting them to sort of spend the time, be engaged in learning. And we've solved for that. You know, software, technology, game design is reducing that friction. It has an incredible way of reducing friction so that kids can enjoy the process and get to a point to where they're actually learning a second language. So that's what Fabulingua is all about.
Now, yes. And that's the fun thing. So people watching live or after the live stream, as it'll be going out a lot of shorts, and but we're getting this opportunity to get it out to the public before even listening to the podcast, listening to the radio show, is people go to fabulingua.com or go to the App Store or Google Play and download it. It's that simple to check it out and see what you think. And if you're a teacher, make sure you go out and write a review on this. We're definitely, that's another big thing, is the more feedback we get about the product, the more people are going to want to try Fabulingua. As I said, everyone I talk to, Mark, every time I have this conversation with any educator, they're absolutely blown away. They're like, really? And you knew this from the beginning, and Leslie did, that this is going to be a no-brainer for people.
Yeah, so I think that that's great. We want these teachers to go to our website, to go to the teacher page, to sign up for a free account, and make it, you know, an important part of their routine.
Okay, great. All right, go to, again, fabulingua.com, or go and also go to fabulingua.com and also download the app today. All right, thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.